Yeah, governance is something that sometimes doesn't get as much emphasis in ESG investing. Some people say the G in ESG is a small G. And I believe that governance is actually extremely important because it is, if you will, a measure of the sensitivity of the company to outside forces, society, government, external organizations that might want to prompt change of some kind. Regulatory capture is actually the opposite. That is when governance is not just bad, but actively trying to undermine the authority of society to manage a company's behavior. So a company that has successfully achieved regulatory capture has achieved a high degree of influence over its regulator. And that is a very dysfunctional situation. It's bad for a lot of reasons, but there's really no social or sustainability progress possible at a company like that because the management group, the control group, can act with impunity. The goal of good governance is to make organizations accountable to management and to society.
And do you think it is a particular problem in the US or worldwide?
I think both. I think in the United States, we perhaps had our golden age of bad governance in the late 1990s. Sarbanes-Oxley went a long way toward correcting some of those issues. But it doesn't matter because of something we call jurisdictional arbitrage. If a company doesn't like the United States regulatory environment, they can shop for a better one. And if we don't have global standards for governance and for behavior around sustainability, then companies will, to some degree, feel free to migrate to more friendly jurisdictions. So ultimately, what's needed is some type of a global standard around governance and around sustainability.
The urgent problem of global climate change seems to be pushed aside in emerging markets like China. How can such an issue be addressed?
Well, China is a very challenging situation from a global sustainability perspective. Here in Amsterdam, or where I live in California, we live in societies that are very wealthy, and where the immediate effects of things like global climate change, global water crisis, are not necessarily felt yet. In China, the effects are being felt, but China, with per capita income about one quarter of the US, doesn't have the same level of economic means to affect positive change. What's needed, to a large degree, is some type of market solution where capital can be directed toward long-term sustainability solutions that are helpful in China and other emerging markets. We're hoping that through the advent of new ESG strategies, we can see progress in that area. But it's very challenging and difficult because the investments are not where the effects of global climate change are going to be felt first.
Why is the overconfidence of the investment industry such a problem for ESG and SRI?
So it's always been a problem for the adoption of ESG and social investing that many investors are confident or overconfident. In other words, they don't see any particular need for social or ESG investing. I think that's a product of the high skill level of many of the people in the industry, their focus, their concentration, their intelligence. The behavioral economists tell us that these are all things that correlate highly with overconfidence. The person who's most likely to be overconfident is a highly intelligent expert. So, of course, in the investment field and in policy, we have highly intelligent experts. But overconfidence also can lead to inertia and a sense of complacency. That, I think, is very threatening and potentially very destructive. And I think if there is any silver lining to the global financial crisis we've just survived, it's hopefully that it has undercut that sense of overconfidence and inertia.
Yeah, speaking about inertia, extremely slow movement towards ESG and SRI, how does it affect the financial industry? How can we overcome it?
I think that the way we overcome it is by drawing people's attention to the exceptions. There's an old saying, I believe it comes from the field of chess. One of the masters said, I don't care about general principles, I'm always looking for exceptions. And we're seeing again and again how it's the exceptions that matter for governance and the exceptions that matter for sustainability and for social factors. So as we draw people's attention to the exceptions to the models, the exceptions to the rules, the places where reality is messy and difficult to understand in a stereotypical way, then I think we've done a good service. And I think that's going to be the role both of ESG investors and of good academic analysts going forward.